Hi guys and welcome to Hi guys and welcome back to
Zero Expectation Podcast,
the number one podcast in the world. Because it's called Zero Expectations Podcast because if you had expectations, you wouldn't be here.
What's up? It's been
long. Can you calm down for the first time in your life?
In my life. What do you know is going on in my life? I'm calm.
So yeah, before we start the podcast rolling through.
What are you giving me the eye for?
Okay, guys, we are back.
Roll intro.
First things, don't roll long time ago. All right.
You should give me an eye. It was very rude.
Okay.
Because I said I'm calm.
Nicole, you know what you are doing.
Because I rubbed your bum.
Is she defiling you?
Yes.
No. You are an idiot when they try help.
You know those people that say it's not you, it's me.
Me too. Why do you drink water? Anyways, hi guys.
I go drink water and mind my business.
Can we just focus?
It's just, it walked right into
Nicole, the rider is coming here. Okay, so for context, guys, a rider is, I bought a while going.
Oh.
It is currently, what time is it? Jumia Foods are mad. It's one. I ordered this thing by like, let's say 9, 10 a.m. He came. If I was devastatingly hungry, I would have probably died by
the
now.
The fact that the food was supposed to be for breakfast and it's already lunchtime says a lot.
But I made a mistake. So apparently I bought 5X. Yes.
Twins, that doesn't even explain anything. 5X is what?
5X. Because I thought the pack was small. So I bought 5X because I was thinking, oh, if I take 2X, Joshua takes 2X, then D1 can take 1X.
But then, I don't know what from D1 nowhere, is.
No, that's Daddy One.
Why? You want to explain then from, why his name is D1?
Then from nowhere.
Why do you call him D1?
Because he can be changed to D2 anytime.
Then
from nowhere, Nicole comes back now and she's telling me 5X is probably a lot.
It's not probably a lot, Prince. Didn't you see the size of 1X in the picture?
Yes.
Joshua, you want to weigh in on this bullshit?
No, I don't know. I want to see it first. I want to laugh. That's all I need.
But it's coming. It's legit coming. And the rider is on his way. So on this podcast, we might probably see him. Yes. I'm rusty a little bit because I never
do podcasts. English language.
You guys are just coming for me. All right, let's go from Nicole to me. Nicole, Joshua, me. What has been going on in your life so far?
Well, so we just wrapped up in production. I feel like I see the exact same scene anytime they ask me what has been going on in your life.
You do.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm doing the same thing all over. Anyway, we just wrapped the production. It's super hush-hush right now, but I'm super excited about it. It's hopefully going to be our very next blockbuster. And onto other amazing news, my boss was just announced as the running mate for PDP gubernatorial governorship election. I'm so excited. Get your PVC, guys. It's time to make a change.
All right, Joshua, what has been going on in your life?
Nothing.
Basically,
why?
I've not really been doing anything. Just lying down, chilling.
Just chilling. For me, I've more of like been working and spending hours of my life in traffic. One time I left the house by 5 a.m. I got to work by 12. Literally half of my life is spent on the road. I've seen more ground than the road. that is just what is going on in my life. Okay, so guys, if you guys don't know, we went to the video.
And they said they win like $100,000 at the end of the show.
More talk. Went to the village recently.
Yes, we went for my grandma's burial.
I God vlogged rest her
soul, I love her.
And the vlog is coming out in 2 weeks' time. A week from now. Okay. I've not started editing anything.
Okay.
A lot of things happened that changed a lot of us. So, for the first time, I was left alone in the house for ages.
Define ages, because Prince, 1 week is not ages.
Then, when I came back, I was left alone for 2 weeks. What do you have to say? Sometimes you're going to act like you know.
You know, whenever I go away from here, I'm alone, right? For months.
No, I'm just talking now. Chill now.
Because you're making it a big deal.
Let me tell you guys the trick. So, anyways, when the first time D1 and Joshua left, I was expecting.
You feel like biting me, Joshua.
I want to give you guys a gist.
Sorry,
now.
Sorry.
God.
Sorry, just me and Joshua having fun, quality, love time, bonding.
All right.
Before I need to go make my hair, guys.
There was a babe that was supposed to come and meet me.
Where?
Raw.
Where?
This asta. Otodo. That's what the babe talks. She won't come.
Please don't bring guest cards.
Nico.
Hey, wonder.
Joshua, don't call name.
This small boy has grown.
That's how I said. Making everywhere nice.
Mm.
You understand? I did like routine check.
Air freshener, come on. Things
you'd never do if I was around.
Oh,
because
shit.
If I was around,
you don't
clean the room.
Shit.
Okay. All right. Let's not throw me under the bus.
You're under the bus.
I'm sorry.
You're under the bus already.
So that's how I was making everything nice and cozy.
And sweet.
I haven't bought air freshener.
Come on, King.
I was waiting.
Good.
I was prepared for this person. Mm. The person moved. The person did like a rain check. Or the way I almost caused the babe. Because at that point, Nicole, imagine cleaning a whole house for like you're doing Saturday cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But you have motive. You know, normally when people do something, it's just...
I
have motive. I went to every nook and cranny.
Oof.
I played every scenario in my head. Oh, maybe she can't kitchen. What is that door? Lock it, bolt it. Every scenario. Just had to... Like, when she was like, oh, sorry, I could not come. I vexed.
So did she rain check? Like, did she come another
day? I don't even give a damn. It never came.
Why?
We traveled. I traveled with you like a few days later. So like it was one of those fuck you. I wanted to say something else, but yeah, it's
I
all
know
good.
What you wanted to say. I could read your lips from
it's,
here.
It's all good. That's what happened. I came back and it was just bored.
But how was it like? How was it for you in the village? Like when we they're meeting all our cousins and like
it was
the
lovely.
whole situation.
I think the saddest thing about the village is seeing people who you met years ago. Because the last time we were there was apparently 8 years ago for me, and maybe Joshua. So, like, meeting people that, like, I saw that are still there made me sad. Because, like, I'm not saying even Lagos is the end of everything or you coming to Lagos means you are progressing in life.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just saw them and my mind, I'm like, how are they coping? And, like, it made me happy.
And the weird fact that even after all of the whole burial and stuff, you're still going to leave them there. Yeah. Like, as we're here, they are there right now doing something. I had a conversation with Biggie. You know Biggie.
Biggie.
So I was like, what do you do? Like, what do you do for a living, right? Because I know that Onyema...
And Biggie, he sounds very smart.
That's yeah.
Okay, context. Biggie is like this big guy in...
They call him Biggie.
So
cool. So Onyema works in a mechanic, right?
Yeah.
Shop. And then he has his own Okada bike and stuff that like he drives there every morning and stuff like that. So I asked him, I was like, what do you do? He says that he is the conductor of, you know, trailers. They have conductors. Those guys are sitting on the other side of the truck. And then they supply sand to people that are repairing roads and stuff like that. I started seeing him in a whole different light. Not because of, this is what he does. I was just like, okay, so you actually have a job. Like, you do things. It takes you away from the village. You come back late at night. Like, you're a functioning, like, working man. It just made me realize that not everybody that stays in the village go to the farm in the morning and come back. And all the things you see in African Magic where they sit and start gossiping about people. People actually work. And I was just like, see, this boy I was seen as a small boy.
And
I was like, do you encounter people on the streets and stuff like that? I was like, yeah, he encounters people on the road, you know, fights, all those normal everyday life and things. And I just saw him in a whole like different perspective. It just made more sense, you know.
Yeah,
super learned guy. I like him. Biggie,
that's awesome. Okay guys, as I said, my Jumia food, did we talk about Jumia food already? We did not. I bought 5x.
You did.
Okay alright, the guy is calling. Joshua is going to go and pick it up. Let me pick his call.
How did you pick Joshua?
Hello.
We found it worthy to pick up the 5x's of the stuff. And I like the fact that for Biggie, right?
Royal Garden Estate.
Royal Garden, where is that?
Where is that? I said Ella Scott. Do you know Ella Scott is Road 5? Okay, ask anybody Road 5 for Ella Scott. They'll tell you where it is.
Road 5 Junction.
Straight junction, five junction. No. If you enter inside now.
No, Ella's Court is just here. So at least you can tell. When you see Route 5, they go inside.
If you say junction.
The junction can be anywhere. Because it's like a T-square.
The fuck are you talking
about? So yeah, but that's the thing. Back to the stuff.
And I like how he has... For someone that lives in the village, he has grown like a tough skin.
Yeah.
So the fact that people call him bigger and he's never even offended.
Yeah.
And he's super hardworking priest. He never sat down throughout that whole burial period.
Yeah.
He was always walking, carrying crates of drinks and stuff. Like, I just like how dedicated they are. Like, you know, their mindsets towards hard work in the village is different from us. Like, we are just like, you know what? Fuck it. I've got a 9-to-5. Nice. After 5, I ain't replying no emails.
Yeah.
But they are working like super, super, super hard. Like it just gave me a different
look. Even when we left and before we left that we ate outside.
Yeah.
And seeing everybody just there, like I did not want to leave.
I don't think they wanted us to leave too.
No, like I genuinely wanted to just
stay there.
Leave Lagos and just stay there. Maybe for the rest of my life or maybe for like another 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want a change. And I know it's weird because I'm the kind of person that if a girl was to make that comment, I like living where I am to see other things, I would always be like, shut the fuck up, old man. But like that was how, like escaping Lagos was the best thing in my life.
It's like the fact that we were in that place for like 3-4 days, we never actually stepped outside the compound.
Yeah.
Everything you needed was just like there. I mean, I guess obviously all of our uncles and aunties were around. Maybe that was what made it super, super different because I mean, they were providing, they were making the food. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
When it was time for the gen to come on, the gen will come on. That whole, is it the Jumia guy?
No, not Jumia guy.
When it was time for the gen to come on, and all of that whole fancy stuff. So it felt like everything made easy. I think maybe if we were there alone on our own without anybody.
Yeah.
We would want to come back to Lagos.
True. Yeah. Situations don't matter as long as you feel a certain way.
Yeah. The vibe was right.
Predicaments, yeah. So like even if we left Lagos to just go there, I think we would have found something else. As long as it is safe, it is good. I like that whole misconception that the village is scary and a dangerous place. I do not get that. Maybe
it is scary and a dangerous place. Because even when to be honest, right? Because you know Imo State is quite tumultuous right now with all of the whole bandits and everything happening right now. So if you notice, we have security guard now at the gate.
Yeah.
Not that. So the papa that works during the day is different. The man that works at night, that one actually has like steaks and like stuff, right? So when we were going, there was one of the guests that was leaving, and then they told Judge Kids, I think, carry something to put inside his booth, and he was parked outside. So the security guy actually followed us outside and waited there till we were done loading, and when we now walked back inside, locked the gate. I mean, I know that is his job, but it just makes you realize that okay, this place that we used to come to every December, that used to be safe, and he didn't even have that. You know, we didn't have that big fence.
Yeah.
It was just open with mama's shop there, and everybody could come in whenever they wanted. Changed. Everything has changed. It made me realize that okay,
that's sad a little bit.
Yeah,
but one person that got like the biggest change was
Joshua. Woo, baby.
Joshua started drinking more. So tell me.
That's not what I remember.
He's an alcoholic, he's a beast at this point.
I've trained the demon.
tell me, how did village change you? Like, actually talk if you want to.
It didn't actually
change. Did you guys didn't come back with that palm wine?
It is there even forever.
Even if he that's came back...
How you want my carry the tea keg?
You put the keg in the bus.
Even if he came
every
back
bus.
With...
Do you know what we came back with?
What did you come back with?
Like, that your bag and then one of that Ghana must go.
Hey, you put the keg in the Ghana must go.
Even if he came back with palm wine, wouldn't it have been so conk? If you take a sip, you probably pass out.
That was the authenticity of the
store. I had some sweet palm wine, but
guy,
Joshua was more proactive.
I was praying because I didn't have enough ube. I'm so upset.
Joshua was more proactive in the village. He had a key.
He took on so many. He took on so many.
What did they do, you guy?
I didn't really do much. I was just helping out majorly around the whole burial process.
But you had a job now. You were the custodian of all things drinks. That's like the dream job.
Let this boy
talk. The dream job in any event is those that are in charge of drinks and those that are in charge of meat. That's just
how
my
dream job. We're stealing
meat a lot. Guy. As in charge of keeping drinks, that was basically it. I didn't even, today I didn't even take one single thing there for myself.
Oh, but you gave me, what did you even give me? What did you even give me?
Star Adler, the red one.
You gave
one.
Me Star Adler, I was so happy. I was like, why am I going to drink it? I was like, maybe person don't slap me.
For what? I drank a lot, man.
It was nice.
I drank a lot. Like, so this is the thing, right? It's so unfortunate how my family is wired, but everybody in the house knows I'm the alcoholic in the group. Yeah. So when I got to the village,
I found the name. The name of this podcast is Nicole is suffering from alcoholism.
My name is Nicole and I'm an alcoholic.
Yes.
Shit. You are
But actually, she's not like an alcoholic because she doesn't drink every time.
Yeah.
But when she drinks, she just drinks.
It goes down the DM. Anyway, so the thing now is, so everybody knows in my immediate family that I'm the alcoholic in the group. So my dad and Joshua went before us to the village a couple of days earlier.
That's why I was alone in the house.
Yeah, whatever. Me and Prince couldn't leave because of work. So when we eventually went there and, you know, we exchanged all our pleasantries and all of that whole fancy situation, my dad told me, I don't know why people will look at my dad and they'll be gifting him cartons of wine. He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
At all. He doesn't drink at all.
Anymore.
No, yeah, he used to be a bad guy. But now he has turned a new leaf and I've taken the mantle off of him. So, like, he's like, so he says, when he says, oh, welcome, I was like, so how far now? What's going on? What do we have? He's like, he has two cartons of wine in the room in the closet. I should go knock myself out. I'm just like, I felt so proud that my father...
Most people will feel sad, actually.
That your father is the one giving you a drink.
Yeah, no, most people feel sad that when he sees drink, he gives you. But you are wired differently.
Yeah.
You're a chronic addict.
I don't know what I thought you were about to say, to be honest. I did not see that coming.
Oh, there's crack in the room. My dad just told me I should go and knock myself out.
Yeah, he said you can have it. It doesn't do crack anymore, but my child can take it. And then I've trained Joshua in the act of drinking.
It's a disappointment.
I'm so proud. You are a failure, Prince. The smell of alcohol makes you high. It's sad. I don't know what blood is flowing in your body, but it's not our blood.
It's because our blood
is...
Tall
blood.
Oh, Jumia is calling.
5X.
Okay, wait. Give me a second, guys.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Fumi from Jumia Fu. May I confirm I'm on to Mr. Prince?
Yes, you are on to Mr. Prince.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm calling as regard the order you placed earlier today at Foucault Mills. I want to confirm you. Have you received any call from the rider?
I've received a call from the rider, but he hasn't come here yet. I told him last course.
Yeah,
he's supposed to like use his map or one of their books to get here, but I don't know.
I'm going to put your call to him just now. Just make sure your phone is accessible because it's going to give you a call immediately. Here's your location, sir.
No problem.
Apologies for the inconvenience and the delay, sir.
All right, no problem.
No, for now. Thank you for choosing.
All right. Okay, I wanted to see the love you. Fuck. I was preparing myself for love. Okay, so yeah, that is the thing.
Joshua, you're awfully quiet. I don't like this.
I don't know. Are you weak, Joshua?
You will not believe what happened. So everybody in my family is sick, right? My dad is sick, Prince is sick, Joshua is sick, they've got the flu. So none of your bitches should touch me.
Yeah, joining us soon.
Because I will set you all ablaze. I'm working.
You're joining us soon.
I'm not joining. I don't want to have the flu. Who's messaging you?
No, it's work related.
Later you tell me I should drop my phone.
It's work
related. I have messages too that are work related, just
okay,
so you know.
I'm deeply sorry. Let's talk a little bit about the future. Where do you see yourself in the next 2 years?
In the next 2 years, I actually don't know.
I see myself doing porn full time. I've been dabbling here and there. They call me the Green Cobra.
Okay.
But I think I should change it to Prince Does Porn. They call me the Grim Cobra.
Joshua, where are you going to? We say a failure.
Joshua, where do you see yourself in the next 2 years?
Not in this country.
Still in 200 level. Are you 200 level 100?
I don't know.
Education is key, my
all right, let's not take much of your time. Just so for us to make more episodes, we're going to be stopping the episode.
I did my nails. Do you like my nails?
Yes, nice. We're going to be stopping the episode here. It was a little bit rusty. Mm-hmm. Don't mind us.
It was quite obvious that we've not done
this. We've not done this in a freaking while. So, like, yeah. But yeah. We're coming back. We're going to make another one, but maybe later this night or tomorrow.
Because I need to go and make my hair.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much for listening. Keep supporting Zero Expectations podcast because you know if you were expecting us, we wouldn't be here.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Please know they're expecting us. At least we are the only constant thing in this
constant.
Constant.
I've been carrying this podcast as a throttle. Mm-hmm. I know you don't listen to anything that you are not on, and that is insulting. Do you listen to the one with Coco?
No, wait. Is that the one she was saying she was disverging or something?
Oh my god.
That she was having sex in the
yes,
class.
Yes, not sex, she was giving head.
Oh, she was giving head in the class.
Yes.
This Coco is quite an intriguing character. I like her. I like her a lot.
You guys are friends though.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we'll talk.
Coco, this one is for you, girl.
I'm going to probably have to bleep that out because we can't call her name.
Why?
Before person go, they go follow her now. Coco, I heard what you are doing. What so I'm going to bleep everything.
Coco that I know
she wanted me to bleep every mention of her name in the podcast. So I'm going to
Prince,
have to come.
It's time for us to go to this segment called Damn Girl, You Can Sing. Do you remember that segment?
Nicole, nobody
I
liked it.
I begged for this segment.
Nobody
I
liked it.
For you, because you never let it happen.
All right, sing.
Many nights weep. Oh, no, let me sing that aroma. Mm. Aroma.
We know you can sing, so dig deep. Because I'm going to use it as an outro. Yeah, because hey. Guess what I'm going to do when you start singing?
What?
Start talking, singing.
Please, are you going to rap on top of my
song? No. just sing, Nicole.
What are you going to do? Are you going to pause?
Just sing.
What song do I sing now?
Roma?
No. Because I don't know the words.
This baby take time.
I'm sorry. What song was I singing if I said the Roma?
I don't even think the main artist knows the lyrics to his own song, actually.
Yes, he does.
Roma no go downgrade.
I go carry upgrade.
Oh, I don't know the thing, like. He knows the freestyle.
Let me sing a music song for all of us. Okay. Where there is desire, there is gonna be a flame. Where there is a flame.
Thank you guys for listening. Zero SM. No, you're supposed to be singing, so it's like outro and so they those shit. Just keep singing.
Someone's bound to get burned.
I know you guys missed us for a very long time, but we're coming back fresh and strong. Die. Keep listening to Zero Expectations podcast, man.
You gotta get up and try.
Yeah.
You gotta get up and try.
Yeah, the song, you know.
Try. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you guys for listening.
My name is Nicole.
My name is Samuel Obasimbong.
You're just listening. You just finished listening.
Akbang Radio.
No.
Bye, guys.
I just listened to Gen Z Expectation Podcast.
Gen Z's.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Radio.
Say love you.
Love you too.
No, as in.
Love you guys.
Oh, God. Too.
I know you talk love you first.
Nah, love you.
Love you guys too. Because I know they say love you first.
Love you.
Man, I'm a deadly guy. That's why they finish babes. You don't tell them love you first. They tell you they love you. They say love you too.
No, but I'm saying because scenario, you said that's how you want to be ending every conversation.
Yeah, love you too.
Huh?
I know what you mean. I know what you just
referred. Okay, bye, guys.
My brain just clocked.
You are
why are we still talking?
I don't know.
Bye.